I wonder, friend, is yours an Alka-Seltzer home? Well, if it is, that's almost a sure sign that you're both thrifty and wise. Thrifty because Alka-Seltzer is a many-purpose preparation, offering fast relief for not only headaches or occasional acid indigestion, but also sour, upset stomach, heartburn, muscular aches and pains, morning after misery, and the dull, achy feeling of a cold as well. And you're wise to keep Alka-Seltzer handy in your home, for you never know when you or some member of the family may want the fast relief it offers. And it's just good common sense to be prepared. So, be thrifty and be wise. Make yours an Alka-Seltzer home. Remember to get a 30 or 60 cent package of modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist the next time you're in his store. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellows have given up the idea of taking a vacation because they believe that this is a time when all good Americans should stay on the job and spend their money to buy war-saving bonds and stamps. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store with Grandpappy Spears at his favorite seat in the library section, reading his favorite book, The Almanac. Listen.
Well, for the land's sakes. For the land's sakes.
What's the matter, Grandpappy?
Listen to this, Abner. The Hooker telescope on Mount Wilson, California, has a concave mirror 100 inches in diameter.
Is that all that's bothering you?
Well, it ain't bothering me. There it is right there in the almanac, though. 1937 edition. The Hooker telescope on Mount Wilson, California.
I heard you the first time, Grandpappy.
Well, here, read it for yourself if you don't believe it.
Well, I don't want to read it. I'll take your word for it.
100 inches in diameter. What's anybody want with a mirror that big for, I reckon?
I don't know.
Especially up on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
What could you use a mirror up on top of a mountain for?
Why, don't ask me.
Well, that's what somebody done, though, according to the almanac. The Hooker telescope on Mount Wilson, California, has a concave mirror 100 inches.
You've read that 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, whoever done it must have had a hard time getting it up there. Had to make 2 trips, I reckon.
2 trips?
Yeah, wants to take the telescope up there and wants to tote the mirror up.
Oh, yeah, more likely, yeah.
Well, I reckon a mountain is a good place to look through a telescope from, but what's the mirror for?
Well, maybe the feller with the telescope gets lonesome sitting up there by himself. So he's just taking the mirror along to look at himself once in a while and make believe it's somebody else. He might talk to himself like old Greeley does, you know.
Yeah, more likely. You know, if this wasn't in the almanac, I wouldn't believe it, Abner.
No.
I always thought it was just women folks that looked at themselves in mirrors all the time.
Well, here, wait a minute. I don't guess. Maybe this was a woman that done it.
A woman?
Yeah.
Say, maybe you're right, Abner.
Why, sure I'm right. I can just see her sitting up there in front of that mirror, pimping up her hair and making herself all rosy-jawed.
That don't beat all. What some women won't do.
Oh, no. Does it say in there who it is?
No. No, all it says is the Hooker telescope on Mount Wilson, California.
Don't read that again, Grandpap. Oh, because I'd love to know who that is.
Well, let's see now. What woman do we know that's got a telescope?
Let me think. Telescope.
Sister Simpson's got a pair of them opera glasses.
Yeah.
They work about the same as a telescope, only double, of course.
That's right. That's just about who it is right there, too. More likely wants to go up there and spy on folks with her opera glass so she can get to spread more gossip around town here.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs up.
No, I can't hardly wait to tell this to Lum. He'll die.
Yeah, what about your Lum at today?
Oh, he's in a meeting, a school board meeting. They're voting for the school board president today, you know.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
Does Mom think he'll get it away from Ezra Seastrunk this year?
Well, he's been trying awful hard, I know that. He's made speeches about himself at every meeting they've had for the last 2 months now.
Yeah, I'll be dull. Lum sure loves to brag on himself, don't he?
Oh, yeah. Favors himself something wonderful.
Cast compliments right in his own face.
Oh, yes, he does. Worst part about it is he practices them speeches on me and says the same thing in every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
All about how he's a self-made man and walked to school barefoot in the snow.
Flush and mush. Flush and mush.
Yes, sir, I can't get over that about Sister Simpson. I'd love to sneak up on that mountain and catch her looking at herself in that mirror just once.
What mountain's that, Abner?
Why, the one that... Wait a minute, sir, comes along.
Huh?
Don't say nothing about me making fun of his speeches. He's awful touchy about that.
Oh, man. No, I don't.
Don't mention it. Hey, howdy, Lum. How was the meeting?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, how are you, Grandpa?
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Say, Lum, did you hear about Sister Simpson?
Sister Simpson?
Oh, you died, dear. She's up on Piney Mountain, spying down on Pine Ridge with them opera glasses of hers, and she's taking a big mirror with her so she can pamp herself up when she ain't spying.
For goodness sakes, where in the world did you ever study up to Idy like that?
Why, it's in the almanac.
The almanac.
Yeah, read it to him, Grandpa. Prove it.
Yeah, just a minute here. A partial eclipse of the moon will be visible at Washington, November 18, 1937, with the...
Not about the Hooker telescope.
Oh, that, I've lost that page now.
Well, hurry up and find it.
No, don't bother, because in the first place, something like that wouldn't be in no almanac. In the second place, Sister Simpson's been at the school board meeting all morning.
She has?
Of course she has.
Well, I do know. That woman gets around, I'll say that far.
Yeah, how'd the election come out today, Lon?
I don't know yet, Grandpap.
Don't know? Didn't you vote this morning?
Yeah, we voted, but Uncle Henry Lunsford ain't counted the votes yet.
Oh?
He said he wanted to go out to lunch first.
Well, dog, it oughtn't to take long to count them. He's just 5 votes to count, ain't he?
Yeah, but you know Uncle Henry. He thinks any little job he's got's awfully important.
Oh, yeah.
So he always has to make a big to-do about it. Thinks he has to go through a lot of rigmarole and prattle-prattle.
Oh, it sounds just like Uncle Henry, yeah.
Well, how do you think you come out, Lon?
Oh, I don't know. If they got any sense at all, they'll elect me.
They will, huh?
I give them an awful good speech before we start voting.
Was it about you walking barefoot in the snow and all?
How'd you know? Was you there spying on us?
No, honest, I wasn't. Sister Simpson's the one that's doing the spying.
Yeah, did she still have her opera glasses with her, Lon? Of
course not, silly.
I'll bound you, she never voted for you.
No, I know she never. She hates and despises me ever since that time I told her I had a broke leg so I wouldn't have to take her to the church social.
Well, how about Squire Skim?
Well, I don't reckon he'll vote for me neither.
He won't, huh?
No, not after all that trouble him and us had over the baby.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't reckon he would, no.
And I know Ezra voted for himself.
For himself?
Sure, the snake in the weeds. If there ain't one kind of a human I hate, it's a fella that'll vote for himself.
Oh, yeah.
There's the lowest one kind of a varmint I know of.
Who did you vote for, Lon?
Huh?
Oh, nothing.
How about Uncle Henry? Do you think he voted for you, Lon?
Yeah, I'm right now sure of his vote. Leastways, I think I'm sure. Almost, I think so. Maybe. Or, wait a minute, though. It don't matter who he voted for.
Huh?
Granny, if Sister Simpson and Squire and Ezra all voted for Ezra, I've already lost the election.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? Yeah, that's 3 again here, too, ain't it?
That ain't gratitude for you. After all these years, I've been president of that board. After all I've did for the school. Now they go elect Ezra again.
Maybe you oughtn't to have made that speech to him, Lon.
I wish I'd made 6 speeches now. I'd have told him a couple of things or two.
Well, I'm sorry for you never got it, Lon.
And you'd think they'd have had enough of Ezra by now.
Yeah.
The way he run things last year was the worst piece of unmanagement I've ever heard of. The stupid, idiotic things that man done.
Huh. What things did he do, Lon?
Why, well, in the first place, well, I can't think of them right offhanded, but I know I never would have did such things.
You wouldn't, huh?
I bound you the young'uns never learned hardly a thing at all last year in school. And all on account of Ezra, too.
Well, I do know. How'd he do that?
I don't know, but he's done it somehow. He's just inefficient. That's what he is.
Well.
How they ever voted for him again this year, I'll never know. They must have just wanted to vote again me. Just wanted to keep me out of office.
Well, now, what would they want to do that for?
I don't know. But I know they had all this studied up before we ever taken a vote today. I know that.
They did?
Yes, sir.
Framed up on you, huh?
Oh, I recollect now that when I got to the meeting this morning, they was all talking about something. Had their heads together.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they seen me, they stopped right away.
Well, I do know.
Yeah. That shows right there what they're planning on doing.
Why, sure it does, sure.
And Grannies, I believe that's against the law, too.
Against the law?
Yes, sir. That's conspiring together against the best interests of the community. Or something like that. I ain't going to let them get away with it, neither.
Well, what can you do about it, Lon?
I ain't sure yet. I might object.
Oh?
Or demand a recount. Or, no, that wouldn't do no good, because the votes will count out the same way every time.
Yeah, I believe they will, too, yeah.
What I'll have to do is demand a re-voting. A re-election. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Well, can
re-election.
Can you do that?
Of course I can.
You can?
A crooked deal like this has been done, I can.
Yeah.
Get on the phone there, Abner.
On the phone?
Yeah. Ring up Ezra's office. That's where the meeting's being held at.
Well, ain't you going back to the meeting?
No, sir, I ain't going back to the meeting. I ain't going to associate with that bunch of crooks. Hurry up, ring Ezra.
Well, all right, I still don't see what you want with him, but I'll ring him.
Tell him that I demand that they throw out the results of that election.
Oh.
And tell him we got to do the voting all over again, or else I'll get the law.
Do it all over again?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell him. No. Hello? Ezra? This is Abner. Oh, tolerably. Huh? Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. He wants to talk to you, Lon.
Well, I don't want to talk to that crook.
He says he don't want to talk to no crook.
That'll be.
That's what he said.
Sure it is. Tell him the election's illegal.
He says the election's illegal and that he don't like the way it come out, and he says to throw it out and hold it all over again. Yeah. Huh?
Hang up, Abner. Here comes Squire.
Well, that's fine, Effie. All right. Goodbye.
What'd he say?
Well, he said if that's the way you felt, he'd be glad to hold it over for you.
Good. Granny, that proves right there they know they done something crooked.
Why, sort that I bound you most of it was Squire's hidey, too.
I know. Here he comes.
Yeah, look at him.
Well, gentlemen.
Howdy, Squire.
You didn't come back to get the results, son, so I thought I'd bring them over to you.
I don't want to hear no results.
You don't?
No, sir.
Well, that's gratitude. After we unanimously voted you our president.
The Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, make two vitamin products. One-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets and one-a-day vitamin B complex tablets. Well, right now I'd like especially to talk about vitamins A and D. School time is vitamin time, you know. So be wise, Mother and Dad, and start now to give your children the protective benefits of ample vitamins A and D. They'll need a generous supply of these two important vitamins to get safely through the fall and winter days ahead. So play safe and start now to give your children one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet every day. Yes, one pleasant-tasting tablet once a day, and that's all. You see, each tablet is so high in vitamin content that it supplies the same amount of vitamins A and D as are contained in 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards, an amount which actually is 25% more than a person's minimum daily requirements. And don't forget, one-a-day A&D tablets have no fishy, oily taste or aftertaste. They're really economical, too. So economical that you'll want the whole family to get the protective benefits of ample vitamins A&D the one-a-day way. Better get a package of one-a-day brand vitamin A&D tablets from your druggist right away. And say, just to be sure it's one-a-day brand, look for that big one on the package.